Divine Office. Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Sing thee their song above, melts the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works rejoice around thee, earth and rays, stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountains, flowering meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars begun. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victor. The midst of strife, joyful music lift us onward in the triumph song of life.
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God?
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God?
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, why are you cast down, my soul? So now that the surging waves of our indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven.
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy.
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy.
Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power.
As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as you know, that there is no God but you.
Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn.
Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the sun of truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hand.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
You will see his glory within you.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you. Alleluia."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord proclaims, "Repent, the kingdom of God is upon you. Alleluia." To Christ our Redeemer, who will come again to free from the power of death all those who return to him, let us humbly pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
As we proclaim your coming, Lord,
cleanse our hearts of every vain desire.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord, may the church which you founded
proclaim your greatness to all peoples.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Your law is a light to our eyes.
Let it protect those who trust in you.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You allow the joys of your coming to be foretold to us by your church.
May we receive you with eager devotion.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May our prayer or petition rise before you, we pray, O Lord, that with purity unblemished, we, your servants, may come as we desire to celebrate the great mystery of the incarnation of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.